It is time, Andrew Bogish. It is getting serious. We are down to the Sweet 16 of the Maggie and Perloff sitcom bracket. We're trying to figure out the greatest sitcom of all time. We've been voting on Twitter/X, and we're down to 16. All right, you ready, Bogus? These are some good shows. We have some heavyweight battles. Let's start in the Seinfeld region. Number one seed Seinfeld gets through, and they face That 70s Show. All right. We're going to do a clip from each show. Pete, let's start with Seinfeld.
Oh, I'm sorry. We have no midsize available at the moment.
I don't understand. I made a reservation. Do you have my reservation?
Oh, yes, we do. Unfortunately, we ran out of cars.
But the reservation keeps the car here. That's why you have the reservations.
I know why we have reservations.
I don't think you do.
Oh, man. That's good. I wish we had played... Jerry Stiller, the dad, George. When we get down, if they get to the final four, we got to do a Festivus clip because nothing is funnier than George's dad in Seinfeld. Or what do we got from That 70s Show? All right, Red threatens Eric. That's like every episode. Okay, let's hear Red.
You know, it occurs to me that since I paid the allowance that bought those records in the first place, that money's mine.
Well, it occurs to me that possession is 9/10 of the law.
Keep up with a smart mouth. And my foot will be 9/10 of the way up your ass.
You know, Red was always threatening violence. You guys ever notice that on That 70 Shows? But then it'd be, at the end of the episode, it's like, oh, he's actually a cool guy. That was like their sort of, he's like, yeah, I'm going to enact child abuse, but then I'll maybe have a beer with you.
But no carryover.
No like, carryover. That
Tuesday, jerk. By the end of Tuesday, good guy. Wednesday morning, about to be a jerk.
Okay. next up, we got the Fresh Prince. Let's hear a clip from the Fresh Prince with Uncle Phil.
If you were me, what would you do?
I don't know. Forget the whole thing. Get us a couple jet skis.
Look, you big-eared freeloader. You take your little square-headed cousin here, and you find Jeffrey, and you bring him back, or they'll never find your bodies. And I'm a judge. I can make it happen.
Oh, now that we think about it, all the dads and older men were threatening serious violence in these shows. That was kind of, that's sort of the honeymooners, right, Pete? Okay, that goes up against number two seed, I Love Lucy. Let's hear Lucy making a joke with Ricky.
Lucy doesn't know the meaning of the word no.
Ethel doesn't either.
Lucy's a sucker for any sales pitch.
Ethel is too.
Lucy and Ethel make me sick.
Okay, that's I Love Lucy. Let's move on to the Simpsons region. Number one seed, of course, the Simpsons. I mean, listen, there's 30 years of stuff to pull from here. Let's hear from Homer.
You shouldn't wear glasses that weren't prescribed for you.
Lisa, just because you're 10 feet tall doesn't mean you can tell me what to do.
I'm bored. Give me those.
I have no idea what was happening there, but it's still funny. The Simpsons goes up against number four seed, the Jeffersons.
Ain't you forgetting where you came from? It ain't the question of where I came from. It's the question of where I am. You are East Side and she is West Side. I don't want no crosstown traffic in my kitchen.
George, the Lord created everybody equal. Except in your case, he quit work before he got to your head.
Okay.
Pete's on the floor laughing right now.
Yes. Another noticing thing about old sitcoms is the wife just absolutely shreds the husband. Shreds. Like,
yep.
You were just like the lowest of people all the time, even though George was awesome. Okay. Now, this is the heavyweight battle of the Sweet 16. This is where our seating just went awry. Number 14, Family Guy. Let's hear from Peter.
Peter, what the hell? Where's your ski mask?
It's kind of hard to breathe in those things, so I just dressed up like Harry Potter.
All right, let's go.
Lois, if anything should happen to us, I want you to know, I haven't been happy for a long time.
Yes, Peter, you've told me that like 10 times.
Who decided on what clips? Is this EJ?
Yes.
These are really funny. That actually does encapsulate a lot of the Family Guy. I don't understand how he dressed. I have to go Google now what he looks like in the Harry Potter outfit. Did he put like the lightning bolt on his head? Wouldn't surprise me. Okay, that goes up against number two, The Office. Oh, let's hear from Michael.
I
everyone. We need to pump at a pace of 100 beats per minute.
Oh, okay. That's hard to keep track. How many is that per hour?
How's that going to help you?
I will divide and then count to it.
Right.
Okay, well, a good trick is to pump to the tune of Staying Alive by the Bee Gees. Do you know that song?
Yes, yes, I do. I love that song. First I was afraid, I was petrified.
No.
These are funny clips.
I watch this show almost nightly for just a little bit before falling asleep on Comedy Central. I probably have seen every episode at least twice, and it's still always funny.
A lot of current pro athletes talk about watching The Office because they're always on the road, so they have to download shows, and it's a very downloadable show, them all. If you were going to go one moment or episode of The Office, what would you pick as the funniest Office? I have two.
All right, you go first. Let me think.
Scott's Tots, which I saw the other day, where he promises this group of students that he's going to pay for their college education. There's no money.
See, I actually, that is one of my least favorite episodes.
Why?
That one, and where he ruins Phyllis's wedding to Bob Vance, like by trying to
just too negative.
It's appalling behavior. You can't be forgiven for that. You can't be forgiven for defrauding kids out of a college education.
Oh, come on.
And you can't be forgiven for being insulted that you're not, like, in the bridal party and commandeering somebody's wedding. Like, that's the thing that you stop friendships over. He should have gone to jail for Scott's Tots.
You're insane.
No. He promised kids, if you get good grades, I'll pay for your college education. And he really didn't realize what he was doing. He said, no, never mind. I can give you guys a book.
It's The Office. No. It's Michael Scott. Everything he says is utterly ridiculous.
No, like last night was the episode where he said he organizes a roast of himself and he hates it. Like, that's funny. That's being that's being stupid. He told kids, well in school and I'll send you to college. And you then said, oops, my bad.
You think Michael Scott should have gone to jail?
Yes.
Oh, you're crazy.
Yep.
But my favorite moment of all time is when Kevin walks out with a giant pot of chili that he's been bragging about all episode about his amazing chili making skills and just drops pounds and pounds of chili onto the floor. If you don't laugh at that, I don't know. It is Kevin, who's awesome. It's incredible.
Who does
you have
that
to admit
here?
That's a good one.
Who does that here?
Oh,
who's the person that does that here that drops the chili all over the floor?
I don't know. You got someone in mind?
Who would do it?
Well, Peter Schwartz.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Well, he's our Kevin.
See, I would go with our old friend Mike Biseglia.
He would do that too.
Who would come in?
Yeah.
So, because he also would make something, be proud of it, and then because he's a lovable goof, he would trip and fall and drop it on the way in.
Even, by the way, the fact that I don't know who you're talking about, I'm assuming our audience definitely doesn't know who you're talking about.
Okay. If they're Nets fans, they do.
All right, this is interesting. So for me, by the way, Seinfeld, if you want to say the best Seinfeld episode, that's hard to choose. I would go Festivus. That is just like, or when George's dad thinks that George died and yells at George Steinbrenner, why did you trade Jay Buhner? That might be the best line.
I like the Merv Griffin set.
Oh, the Merv Griffin set that smells funny.
Come on down.
That's amazing. It's interesting to me, too. I Love Lucy is the only old show that seems to me like a real contender because a lot of the old shows got knocked out, 50s and 60s, just because recency bias. But the Family Guy in The Office, you could go to Maggie and Pearl X feed to vote on this. I think Seinfeld advances, Fresh Prince advances, Simpsons advances, and Family Guy in Office, man. That's going to be 50-50. I think Family Guy pulls the upset of the tournament.
Me too, but I remain very surprised by the Fresh Prince here. I don't know that it's a three seed altogether. It personally hurt me that it lost, that it beat 30 Rock last round, and you think it's going to beat I Love Lucy in a regional final against presumably Seinfeld. Fresh Prince is a good show. Culturally was important. I understand that stuff, but I don't. It's not an all time show to me.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying. I mean, it's funny, but it's not like the funniest show. I understand what you're saying. Cap is running Infinity Sports Network in the chat. You can go to our chat, Infinity Sports Network on YouTube. He goes, Scott's Tots, are you psychotic?
Me
so,
or you?
Me. Yeah. So he doesn't like it either. He can't watch it. So people can't watch Scott's Tots. It's one of the greatest bits in sitcom history.
I like the fire drill.
You like
that was
Witcher.
On last night, too.
I like the fire,
fire drill into the roast. Those were back-to-back last night.
I like Michael Scott playing basketball for some reason. That one always kills me, too. Okay.
What does Dwight say? Like, it wasn't the fire drill. Stanley's heart attacked him.
Right.
EJ's in the chat now. He's mad about the Fresh Prince slander.
I think it should be out by now.
It's funny. EJ, Maggie, and I came up with a bracket. I wish Bogus was in on there because you would have yelled at EJ's pick so bad. Oh, my gosh.
Like, there's no way. Schitt's Creek is a better show, is funnier than Fresh Prince.
Yeah.
Straight humor, it's funnier, and it shouldn't have been a 14 seed in the first place.
I created a whole other tournament with 32 other shows.
Our biggest disagreement, EJ is not actually on right now, so I can talk about him behind his back. I think he gave too much of a bias to shows that came up in his age bracket, so Boy Meets World got in over Wonder Years. Like, that is a mistake. Like, that's the wrong Savage Brother.
Or Home Improvement, or Full House, or name it.
Well, yeah, I mean, listen, Full House is not exactly the smartest humor of all time.
Or The Odd Couple.
Yeah, I get it. Those are old school things. There was a lot of debate, what is a sitcom? That was a huge, is the Wonder Years a sitcom?
What is Saved by the Bell?
Saved by the Bell is a kid show to me. It's not really a sitcom. That's why I understand it was an important show, and it's a great show for what it is. But it's not like Cheers. I mean, are they the same show? Sitcoms have to be on a night. Anyway, we argued about this. Is Atlanta or a show like that that's more filmed, is that a sitcom? Anyway, we're going to name a champion. It's going to happen. There's nothing we can do about it now. I would love to see number 14 Family Guy advance all the way just to prove our seating wrong. That's not good, is it? All right.
Well, by the way, the bit bracket is up as well on my social media at Pete the Body. Four teams in the final four.
Yeah.
Four shows in the final four. And you can go vote until tomorrow at about 1 o'clock.
Wow.
The bit, it has loose rules.
They're
roughly 1 o'clock. When Pete remembers from the voting off.
It's the working man's tournament.
Are we exactly. You got it, Pete. I'm not sure where it is on the rundown. You just got to share them. If you're listening right now, you got to hear the shows in the bit because they are surprisingly strong.
All right, so Home Improvement, we reseeded it in the Elite Eight. So Home Improvement was the number one, and they're going up against the Wonder Years, which was a four. And then the Odd Couple, which was a number three, is going up against number two, Three's Company.
Yeah, Three's Company, when we put out the bracket, a lot of people were mad that wasn't in there. It's sort of the classic sitcom. Yeah, the... Actually, we could probably book the neighbor from Home Improvement, except he can't really do Zoom, as I understand, because he'll be behind a fence.
And
anyone watch Home Improvement understands what I'm talking about right now?
Mr. Wilson.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mr. Wilson, you never saw his face, right? It was one of the great all-time sitcom gags. I watched that show for Pam Anderson, not going to lie. She was the tool girl in that show, right?
For the beginning part of it, then Debbie Dunning was.
I thought there was there somebody else too, or was it just two?
Just two.
Okay. And then what does Al Borland sell me now? He's on infomercials. He sells me something.
He sells, I think it's like a hose. I saw him selling a hose one time.
Okay. The one that's like fabric that rolls up easily?
That you can fold like around a boa constrictor.
Tim Allen was a huge star back then. That show was a big show.
Yeah.
Again, I don't know critically if it was a critical darling. It was one of the kind of like Two and a Half Men and Big Bang Theory. There's certain critics don't seem to like those shows.
I laughed all the time when I watched that show.
Of course you did.
Home Improvement was, I think, a solid show and very underrated.
Okay, fair enough. Tim Allen was his stand-up was hysterical.
Excellent.
Back in the day.
Excellent.
Did you guys ever see that movie? He was in Galaxy Quest, where it's he's an actor who plays a Star Trek character who goes out of space.
Weaver.
Awesome movie. All right. We're going to get back to sports next. The M&P 500, we're going to talk about what happened over the weekend. A lot of big sports, a lot of weird sports, a lot of strange things. WNBA All-Star Game we'll get into. Team USA basketball struggled. NFL training camps open. A lot going on. You can call us 855-212-4227. Bogus, not panicking about Team USA basketball. I say it's over. No, I'm just kidding. But I do say...
Don't even bother.
This is a real tournament. Like, this is going to be interesting.
And I have a USA basketball adjacent bit of breaking news that probably will make you angry. It will definitely make Pete angry.
All right. Can't wait. We'll be right back. Maggie and Perloff Show.
The M&P 500 on the Infinity Sports Network.
Every week here on the Maggie and Perloff Show, we do the M&P 500. It's our stock up and stock down in sports. I will let Andrew Bogus, who is sitting in for Maggie Gray, start. Let's go with Stock Up to begin.
Well, in, I guess, honor of Peabody and his unending love for Bob Melvin, for Bruce Bochy, I'm going with Bob Melvin, who's now the Giants manager, who got thrown out before yesterday's Giants-Rockies game.
Good job.
We still don't know what he was angry about. He wouldn't say after the game. He said it wasn't choreographed, but he brought his bench coach out with him to do the lineup card exchange, argued and got thrown out. So the bench coach is already there to finish the pregame meeting thing. I don't know why this happened. I love every second of it. Pete, you can have Bochy. I'm taking Melvin. Stock up for me.
Awesome. Okay. I'm going to go with former Chicago Bull and NBA player Luol Deng, who built single-handedly, basically, built South Sudan into a competitive basketball team. So we got to see them this Saturday play USA to the brink. Great. They were so much fun to watch. Great team. It was like, it felt like an NCAA tournament in the sense that they were hitting a lot of threes. They had a lot of borderline NBA players. But basically, this team is only about 12 years old, and Luol Deng used his own money to fund them for a long time, and now they're competitive. They got to the Olympics. It's a great showing. He was a guy who was a top pick out of Duke. He was a good player, but, you know, nobody, like, no random fan bought a Luol Deng jersey. Now he's had this great story with him, and I just always seem to have a positive opinion of this guy, and now I think he's going to be a big deal in Paris, and I'm rooting for South Sudan, not against USA, but you can't help but this would be a great story.
What about South Sudan versus Canada?
Well, I love the Canadian team. I'm just a big fan of all those players, although my guy Shaedon Sharpe is hurt. He's not there. Big fan of Benedict Mathurin, too. He's not there. That's going to be between choosing between my two kids. That's impossible. I might not even watch. All right. Let's go with a stock down. Bogus, you're up.
I'm taking the Atlanta Braves. They're already chasing your Phillies in the NL East. They're having a tough time with the Cardinals and maybe the Mets and maybe some other teams in the wild card chase. And yesterday they put Max Fried, their ace, on the IL with a forearm nerve issue that came up while he was warming up for the All-Star game. Still pitched that night. Came back to the team on Friday, didn't feel good, MRI, nerve irritation out indefinitely. And then during their loss yesterday, Ozzie Albies, their second baseman, broke his wrist playing defense, and now he's out for 2 months. So how can you like the Braves? Already down Acuna Jr. They're already the Braves. How could you like them? And now Fried out for some period of time, and Albies out into September.
And Strider, too.
And Strider's down for the year. They got no guys left.
I mean, after
I think
you
that guy's dead. Cross him off.
After you and I have watched the Braves beat us up for a long time,
I'm
not going to shed a tear. Okay, I have more bad news with my stock down. Apparently, the Atlanta Braves have a pitcher in their farm system. You might know him, Francisco Vicioso.
Don't know him.
In 3 innings of pitching, he has recorded as follows: 28 walks, 35 wild pitches, 4 hit batters, 20 earned runs, and he has 3 fielding errors and 3 chances. Now,
Does
he play on Twitter, and it's been confirmed. It was in the New York Post. He set every possible minor league record for wild pitches. He is basically Nuke LaLoosh in the movie Bull Durham. 4 batters. He's awesome. I don't know. This basically is a movie character in real life. And the fact that he had 3 errors and 3 fielding plays is amazing. Like, what does he do right? He's 19, so I guess he has time to improve. He played 10 games in the Dominican Summer League, and that time frame he had an ERA of 60.00.
Now, I'm not great at math. What do they see in this guy?
I don't know. What
is he, somebody's son?
I have no idea.
Kid?
He must throw it really hard, but he's just like, I wouldn't get it up. I basically bailed out of baseball at a certain point when the fastball started coming at 85 miles an hour. Even if it was over the plate, I thought I was going to get hit. This guy I would not want to face. He's amazing. So this is my stock down, Francisco Vicioso. All right, let's do another stock up. What do you got?
I'm sticking with baseball. I'm taking the Royals. They won again yesterday. Seth Lugo, our old friend here in Metsland, his first career complete game, having a renaissance of a season at like 35, 36 years old. He's been great. And the Royals are great. For the third time in their history, they've won 55 or more games in their first 100 of a season. The previous two times, 85 in 2015, they won the World Series. And here they are again doing the same thing in 2024. So look out for KC when we get to October.
Ooh, okay. That'd be fun. I am going to go in a completely different direction for my stock down. Okay, the actress Aubrey Plaza. Speaking of sitcoms, she was in Parks and Rec, which was in our greatest sitcom ever bracket. Didn't do really well. It was a 9 seed. Aubrey Plaza, really funny actress. She starred in a lot of things.
White Lotus most recently?
Yes. So she was at the, I shouldn't be laughing, the 2024 WNBA All-Star Weekend. And she got involved in a game of knockout, fun game. Somehow, she tore her ACL. You never see that. She was just playing around before the game. Tore
she was playing
her
dodgeball,
ACL.
What'd you say?
She was playing knockout.
Oh, okay.
Knockout.
Stealing third and all-star kickball? Dodgeball?
Oh, that's mean. I didn't even think of our producer.
Kickball, excuse
yeah.
me.
So All-Star Weekend is supposed to be the most fun you can have. Celebrities all over the place. And you see her courtside next to Sue Bird. Wearing something on her knee, that is tragic. Can you imagine going out there to shoot with your heroes and ripping your ACL just shooting around?
Although, was it cool that she tore ACL in a NBA/WNBA facility and she had she was in the trainer's room, they were like stimulating the knee, she had it was oddly professional, the care she got immediately. And that's not a good look.
So you're basically saying it was kind of cool, like it's a good story?
I mean, it is a good story. You don't want to tear your ACL, and I'd rather tear my ACL at the WNBA All-Star Game as Aubrey Plaza than blow up my knee at Deion Dawkins' celebrity kickball game. So you're choosing one. I'm taking Hurst. But it is a good story, aside from the pain and the rehab and surgery.
I like it. By the way, I think I screwed up the order, didn't I, Andrew Bogish? That's what happens when Maggie's not here and I'm running the show. Who knows what's going to happen? I was supposed to go stock up.
We'll take it.
So you have another stock. I'll do my second stock up is awesome. So I'm going to do you want to stock
dip.
Up?
Go ahead.
Travis Kelce's mustache is the stock up as you get. It is an elite duster. And the fact that he's dating Taylor Swift and shows up with that thing. I'm sorry. I am team Travis Kelce. He is cool. I don't care what you say about him. I see Manny Rodriguez here and sighing. Travis Kelce is awesome. And the fact that he's shaved the side of his head and has a real thick mustache. Very cool. You're looking at me like I'm crazy.
No, I'm not. I'm actually waiting for Manny to jump in here because Manny used to have a mustache.
I miss mine,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, it's gone.
I miss mine.
He had to shave it for his brother's wedding.
And I shaved last night, too. I just keep shaving it off. I'm not letting myself.
Well, you look good, though. I think both looks. You're a different person with a mustache.
Yes. That's the thing.
But you do look good without it. I mean, it works for your face.
I don't look as good as Killer Trav, though. That's what you're telling me.
You never did, though.
You got to bring the mustache back, though. If you watch this...
That's enough for... That's basically like me getting carded. Yeah. All right, I'll bring the mustache back.
I mean, I could tell you want to.
Damn, I kind of do, yeah.
How long does it take?
2-3 weeks, maybe.
Yeah, why haven't you done it already? I thought it was going to come right back after the wedding. Is there a girl telling you that she likes it like this?
No, there is no girl. I think that might be the issue. I don't know if it's too popular... Among women nowadays.
Wait.
I think it's popular among guys.
Yeah.
I don't think it's too popular on Tinder or on Bumble or anything.
I gotcha.
Because women don't like to kiss a man with a mustache? I mean,
Taylor Swift does, so I mean, maybe this will bring us mustachioed men back into the game. But
I feel like Tom Selleck did pretty well.
Yeah, but Tom Selleck also is Tom Selleck. I'm not Tom Selleck. I don't have the same type of clout as Tom Selleck.
Hey, don't sell yourself short, man. Hey, just get a Lamborghini, move to Hawaii, solve some crime.
Yeah. I'm just happy he knew who Tom Selleck was.
I know him from Friends. That's I know Tom Selleck. That's right, guys.
Okay.
You know him from Friends. Didn't he date? He dated Rachel.
Dated Monica.
Monica.
Married Monica.
Almost married.
Love Monica.
Yeah. The eye doctor.
Do you know what Magnum PI is?
The cop show.
Okay.
By the way, they brought that show back.
That I found out about after I started Friends.
Okay. All right. Not terrible.
Is that the most famous mustache of all time?
Killer Trav's or Tom Selleck's?
Tom Selleck.
Got to be Tom Selleck.
I think I feel like Charlie Chaplin's mustache is very like
Raleigh Fingers, the famous Hall of Fame
specific
Thurman Munson.
Yeah, but everyone, you would recognize Raleigh Fingers because it's like a Raleigh Fingers mustache.
I guess
the Monopoly guy.
There's some bad mustaches.
Yeah, then there's some historically bad ones that we don't want to talk about.
Like Manny Rodriguez's, perhaps.
No, different.
Okay. We were going different.
Company I want to keep.
I love your mustache was great. All right, you have one more stock down, Bogus. What do you got?
Can I get very deep inside F1 for a second?
Oh, jeez.
Were you guys watching the Hungarian Grand Prix yesterday?
Not even a little.
I was in Hungary last summer. Beautiful place.
I was hungry yesterday.
So here's, I think I mentioned this
now.
At the back to you, Pete.
No, now you got to tell us.
Stock down, Manny.
You got to tell us what happened in F1.
So I don't understand how these things work still. And I'm very, very new to this whole operation. But there's teammates. There's two drivers per car company, so to speak, in these races. And yesterday, Lando Norris is winning. He's 6, 7, 8 seconds ahead of the field, which is a big lead in F1 racing. He's winning the race. But his team goes on the radio, hey, Lando, it's actually Oscar's got to win this race. So he had to eventually slow down and let his teammate, Oscar Piastri, pass him and win. I don't understand how that's a thing.
That's ridiculous.
Why is it? The team gets the points.
Would never happen in NASCAR.
There is big time teamwork in NASCAR.
Yes. Well, it's not that drastic, but guys help other guys win. They don't move out of the way so they can win, but like they'll do things behind him to make sure
draft and all that good stuff, but you're not really drafting in that one.
Again, not my field of expertise either, but the last couple laps, like the team stuff goes away and you actually race, but at the very end.
Yeah, no, but on this one, and they kept saying, you got to do it, and he wouldn't do it until the very end. And then he slowed down, and the teammate went past him, and then they finished first and second just in a different order. And somehow that made sense to them, and this is not the first time it's happened, and it's going to happen more, and I don't understand how therefore that dynamic allows them to remain teammates.
That's not good. That takes money probably out of his pocket, too.
I guess, but they also have salaries on top of like whatever they get for a race. So like, and I think they are paid as one and two, not as equals. But still, like the guy's winning, and you let the other guy win.
I get it because I'm a team first guy. I guess like it seems so foreign to you guys to help your coworkers or your teammates. To me, that's like kind of how I operate on a daily basis. I'm just like, what can I do to make you guys shine?
Is that why it's Maggie and Perloff and not Perloff and Maggie? You were okay with her having top billing?
It should be bogus.
Perloff and Maggie sounds does not come off the tongue. Maggie and Perloff barely does. Perloff and Maggie definitely does not.
It's Perloff and Maggie.
This is funny, but I think you're underestimating how important the team is in NASCAR, too. That's a huge deal. Obviously, the most famous race ever when Dale Earnhardt Sr. famously died. I think he was blocking it off for Waltrip because he was like a mentee of his.
Right, but I don't know that in NASCAR there's ever teammates moving aside so another guy can win like this.
Yeah, no, this sounds really extreme.
I can't remember the last time Jimmy Johnson got out of the way so Jeff Gordon could win a race.
Okay, Andrew Kaplan is running the Infinity Sports Network YouTube chat for us, and he has some iconic mustaches. Before we get into the sports updates, we forgot some big ones, some huge ones. Burt Reynolds being number one.
Oh, yeah.
Burt Reynolds. But he also brought up Salvador Dali. I don't know why Cap is such an expert on this. Alex Trebek. Ron Swanson. I mean, come on.
It's called Google, too. We probably Googled it.
Yeah. Hey, that's a good point. We could have Googled it, too, to be fair, Pete.
Right.
Freddie Mercury and Steve Harvey. But, Ron Swanson. I mean, has that guy ever not had a mustache? Maybe Summerall. I don't even remember his real name. What's Ron Swanson's real name? The character from
Nick Parks Offerman.
Yeah, he's great.
He writes books about being like a burly man.
Here's Saber431 in the chat has BJ Honeycutt in MASH. Now, for us old folks, I do remember that was a great duster for BJ. You have no idea who I'm talking. Half the man is like, BJ Honeycutt, what is that?
Ash.
That show that's on reruns every day on Channel 34.
You can go to our Twitter feed at Maggie and Pearl and vote on the sitcom bracket. It is not the MASH bracket today. It's the Seinfeld region and the Simpsons region. MASH, I think MASH is still alive, right, Pete?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, MASH is alive.
We all care about the bit.
The Bilotti Invitational Tournament.
Right. For the working man.
But Manny, you're young. You've never seen Three's Company or Wonder Years or any of those shows.
Three's Company's been background noise on my television, you know, growing up. But what was that other show you said? Wonder Years?
Wonder Years?
I'm good. Never heard of it.
I mean, he's barely heard of Friends. Ridiculous.
Home Improvement.
No, I've watched Friends three times.
Manny, have you heard of
Home? Yes, Home Improvement. Yes, yes.
And what's the other show, Pete?
The Odd Couple.
The Odd Couple. That's very old.
The Odd, and never watched an episode. Maybe I've heard of it.
Who's that? Jack Klugman and Tony Randall?
Yes. Oof,
never heard of those guys in my life.
Oh, here's a good one from Saber. Ned Flanders. I mean, that is an iconic, iconic mustache.
The owner of the Leftporium.
Now there's a big debate. Who is funnier in MASH? And only old people would understand that, BJ Honeycutt or Trapper John. Do you guys remember Trapper John MD? Nothing?
Yeah,
because
sure.
It was a late NFC game, and John Madden would be like, tonight on Trapper John MD. Nothing. Oh, man.
Nothing.
No. Nothing.
Sorry.
Nothing.
Not
wow.
You, Pete? You got nothing?
No, I'm not a MASH guy.
Really?
Nah.
Interesting.
Never. It would be on like Rain Delay Theater, you know, like any of those shows.
I say Klinger Radar, and means nothing to you.
No.
Colonel Henry Blake.
I tried. I just, it didn't sit with me.
Wow.
Didn't sit with me.
I would watch Cheers. I watch everything else.
Yeah.
But MASH just, I didn't laugh.
Okay. It's one of those shows where you laugh and you feel something as well, but Pete is heartless, not shocked here.
That's right.
All right, Manny, give us some sports.
All right, guys. Tom Brenneman, he is set to return to the booth after a nearly four-year hiatus. The Athletic is reporting that the CW is signing Brenneman to call ACC football games, despite them having the Pac-12 packet. Brenneman was caught on a hot mic using a homophobic slur in August of 2020. Couple Brenneman in the news with the political news that broke in the U.S. yesterday. The nation's eyes turned to Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, again, to see what Nick Castellanos was up to. Top of the ninth, two outs.
1-2 pitch, swung on, and that one's hit well. Left field, going back on it is Reynolds. He's at the track, he's looking up, and that one's not coming back. Oh. Nick Castellanos, a solo shot here in the ninth. His 14th of the season, and the Phillies now lead it 6-0.
That's Phillies radio. Castellanos, he hit a home run in his final at-bat of the game as the Phillies avoid a sweep. They beat the Pirates 6-0, Perloff.
It is crazy. So what are the events that he's been seven of them, right?
This began with Tom Brenneman. When Tom Brenneman was apologizing for what he said on that hot mic, Castellanos homered mid-apology. And we have the of Brennan trying to be sincere and apologetic, and Castellanos homered to left. And that has led to Nick Castellanos homering shortly after major news. I don't have the full list in front of me, but the second that Joe Biden's announcement came out yesterday, I saw tweets going, hammer the Castellanos home run line right now.
Yeah.
Do it, do it, do it. And then the dude hit a home run.
It is amazing because he hasn't really been playing that well.
No, he's been bad this year.
Yeah. He's highly paid. Let's see.
I've got a list.
You got the list.
Well,
go ahead, Manny. Give it to us.
The death of Osama bin Laden, Brenneman's hot mic apology, Queen Elizabeth's death, the update on Charlie Manuel following a stroke, the I-95 collapse in Philadelphia, Trump's assassination attempt, and Biden ending re-election bid. Castellanos hit a home run the same day of all of those days.
It's so bizarre.
It's so weird. It's so weird.
And he only has 14 homers on the year. It's not like he's Aaron Judge who hits a homer every game.
Yeah, right. And the Yankees still end up losing. How fun is that? Guys, Shohei Ohtani went boom again yesterday. Because of course he did. He's Shohei Ohtani.
2-1 is hammered. Deep right center field. Way out of here. Oh. Ohtani joins the home run party. A 30 home run season for Shohei Ohtani.
Dodgers Radio Network, a 473-foot blast for Ohtani was the second of back-to-back jacks for the Dodgers. Belly-to-belly, as John Sterling would say. Along with Austin Barnes as the Dodgers, they beat the Red Sox 9-6 to complete the sweep. The Braves, they have taken a major blow as Ozzie Albies is headed to the IL after leaving Sunday's game. X-rays revealed a fractured wrist. Albies is expected to miss 8 weeks as the Braves fell to the Redbirds 6-2.
Xander Schauffele, he shot a 65 in the final round to win the Open Championship. He finishes two strokes ahead of Justin Rose and Billy Horschel, who was the leader headed into Sunday. Schauffele is the first golfer since Brooks Koepka in 2018 to claim two majors in one season. He also becomes the first man since Rory McIlroy in 2014 to win the PGA Championship and the Open in the same year. Cam Akers in the NFL, he's headed to the Houston Texans, according to ESPN. Akers is recovering from a torn left Achilles, his second tear of the tendon in his career. He joins a running back room already occupied with Dameon Pierce and Joe Mixon. And a couple of NBA signings, the Cavaliers and big man Evan Mobley have come to terms on a five-year, $224 million max rookie extension, which could be worth as much as $269 million. Hauser, he gets an extension as well, as he and the Celtics come to an agreement, $45 million over the next 4 years. Back to you guys.
Bogus, you and I had an issue about Sam Hauser, and I'm barely remembering it.
Not an issue, just that he's getting a four-year, $45 million deal on the heels of Derek White's nine-figure extension, all that money to Tatum and Brown, and the Celtics will eventually have over a $500 million payout for one season between salary and their luxury tax bill, and they're for sale. So if you buy the Celtics, that's what you're signing up for. Maybe more, maybe wins, maybe titles, but the highest single season roster expense ever.
That's not what the issue was. It was, you were giving an update and you're talking about how the Celtics didn't have a bench. And I said, what about Sam Hauser? That guy's a baller. And you looked at me like I was crazy.
That is not what happened at all.
That's exactly what happened.
Not even a little bit.
That is not what happened.
Editorialize my updates. I would not have said the Celtics don't have a bench. You asked about, you somehow brought up your love for Sam Hauser.
I didn't say love for Sam Hauser.
I wrote updates about it after the fact.
You were saying that they're, and it's true, like the Celtics did not necessarily, at certain points of the playoffs, did not have an impactful bench. And I was like, well, Sam Hauser's going to come out and play some ball. And you're like, Sam Hauser, get out of here.
So I that is what I remember is the back end of that, that you started it by saying something about Sam Hauser and the rest of us laughed. But I don't think me or EJ or Maggie said something. You brought up Sam Hauser unprovoked,
right,
as far as I remember.
Yeah, I was all, and then Sam Hauser hit 48% of his threes in the round against Miami. Like, he was really, really good in this playoffs. Anyway, he deserves some money. I don't know where the Celtics are getting this money. I don't know who's buying this team. It is a bizarre situation. We could get into, do you think there's any leftover tension with Jaylen Brown saying it's ridiculous that Derek White's on the Olympic team and not me? I mean, they are Celtics teammates.
See, that is a USA Basketball story that I want to talk about. Not just almost losing to South Sudan. Give me all the Jaylen Brown Nike conspiracies that you want. This is the biggest click boys club going. He wears the wrong sneakers, so he can't be on the team.
Ooh, all right. Well, let's get into it next. We'll be right back. Maggie and Perloff Show. Back on Maggie and Perloff. If you miss it this weekend, Team USA barely beat South Sudan in basketball. LeBron James scored at the end, sort of took over the game in the second half. To be fair, South Sudan got super hot from outside. Team USA seems to have some problems, but it's early. There's a lot of time left. Bogus, you teased some news that you said would not make Pete and I happy. Is this Olympic related?
It's Olympic related. It will definitely make Pete angry. It will bother you to some extent. So I am very happy to deliver it. Sit back, pour yourself some wine.
Okay.
Because this Friday, I'm not sure the exact time here, but this Friday, opening ceremonies of the Paris Games, I believe the athletes on boats floating down the Seine, which may or may not be too fecal matter infested to swim in. But the honor of carrying the American flag in Friday's opening ceremonies has been bestowed upon the one and only LeBron James Sr.
Whoa.
First men's basketball player ever to be so selected in the wonderful Olympic history of our country. LeBron is the Team USA flag bearer.
Oh, boy. Is he going to complain about that, too?
I'm assuming he's going to love it. I think your concern would be that he's overblowing it, over-exaggerating how amazing an honor it's going to be.
I was rooting for the South Sudan so hard, it was not even funny.
Are we allowed to come out and say we are rooting for Team USA men's basketball drama?
I am loving any drama from that team because that team is filled with drama.
Okay, but I have to ask you this, Pete.
Yes.
If not LeBron James, can you name a non-basketball player, another men's Olympian in this Olympics?
No.
No. And you know who else can't? Anybody. Because right. I looked at the list of other, there are no other options. There are some famous women in this tournament.
Well, Simone Biles. Simone. Well, like in general.
Katie Ledecky.
Yes.
Simone Biles. But the men, it was slim pickings. Who else would possibly qualify? Somebody who's had Olympic success.
Right, because it is kind of almost like a career achievement award.
Yeah.
Right? It's like these are his last games, so that's why he gets the call here.
It makes sense.
Simone Biles is good competition, because I don't think there's any guarantee she's in the next Olympics.
Wait, isn't there a men's and a women's, or there's just one?
No, there's just one. He carries the flag.
Has Simone Biles ever carried it?
I don't know.
She's very short. That'd be a big lift.
The aerodynamics might be an issue.
Who's the other most famous man? I think is Noah Lyles, the sprinter, is the other famous man.
There's a couple of holdover swimmers, but I don't think they're more famous than Noah.
I don't think they're favored.
Like Caleb Dressel is in these games.
Yeah, but they're not favored like Michael Phelps used to be, right?
That I can't speak to. They're certainly not Michael Phelps level, like historically.
So I looked at a list of other famous men. Scottie Scheffler will be representing the U.S.
Yeah.
That's not happening.
No.
Victor Montalvo is our best breakdancer. And I feel like breakdance is going to get a lot of attention in Paris. New Olympic sport.
That'd be great.
Yeah. I mean, you can't give him the flag yet, but I say he's a front runner for...
Breakdance is out with the flag.
Front runner for 28. Here's one of the more famous possible gold medalists. Chase Buttinger is a favorite in men's beach volleyball. Do you remember that dude?
Yeah.
NBA player, University of Arizona, had an 8-year NBA career, was on the Rockets. And he apparently is a baller in beach volleyball. But there's just not a lot of guys we know. There are definitely a lot more women. Sha'Carri Richardson. It doesn't seem like the men had a lot of options. So LeBron, I'm not mad about LeBron, but who else are you going to go with?
Yeah. Now, I think Simone Biles would be is my first thought, but I also don't know. Some of the events, I know women's soccer has this problem. They play the next day, so they're not even going to be in the opening ceremonies. I don't know when gymnastics starts, but Simone Biles might not even be part of the ceremony. Therefore, she can't carry the flag. Therefore, it goes to LeBron.
I'm still going with the break dancer. Break dance out there.
You're right, Pete.
Be great.
That's a missed opportunity. You could dance like around the flagpole. That's perfect.
In a few years, when they add video games to the Olympics, you could have a video gamer come out and carry the flag.
Virtually? From his basement?
Yeah. Right.
I once interviewed Bugga, who won the most famous ever Fortnite tournament. That was awesome.
Sure.
From Philly. Okay, the past flag bearers for the summer games, Sue Bird did it.
Okay.
But I'm seeing multiple flag bearers are for each one. So in 2020, it was Kara Winger, Eddie Alvarez, and Sue Bird. Then in 2018, I've seen Simone Biles and Michael Phelps. Double check that there's not a man and a woman.
So Biles has done it already.
Yes.
So that's maybe part of the answer why LeBron gets it.
I've seen, in 2004, Dawn Staley and Mia Hamm did it. So those are pretty famous
names.
Did
Jordan ever do it?
Well, he was only there in 92, right? Did he go back in 96?
He would have been around to do it.
So you're right, by the way, because now the newer tweets are saying he's the men's flag bearer.
Right, right, right.
So there is a female representative.
In 1994, and I know this, there was a woman named Cammie Myler. There's no way you guys remember. She was the first premier women's luger, and she represented the United States. She went to my college, Dartmouth College. So we all knew who Cammie Myler was, so that's very exciting. Rulon Gardner once went. Remember him, the wrestler? Most famous wrestler of all time? I'm not mad at LeBron. If you have any thoughts on us, give us a call, 855-212-4227. LeBron James will be the flag bearer. I mean, Pete, he's tall. It makes sense.
Oh, great. Wonderful.
It makes sense.
Have a glass of wine and head out. Really ridiculous.
All right, we'll get the NFL training camp next. Maggie and Perloff Show.